Well, hey there, everyone. It's Scott, and it's Diary of a Cartoonist. I promised you I'd be doing more of these, and now I am. I heard from a few people that reminded me that this is their favorite thing I do, which boggles my mind. Maybe just given its lack of frequency, but I appreciate the sentiment. Sentiment. Not sediment. Sediment's from the mud at the bottom of the river. I'm tired. You may notice. I may sound tired. I am tired. I shouldn't be doing this at... Well, it's only 9:30. That's not that late, but busy week, crazy stuff. We got a family reunion happening this week, and we're hosting most of it. And I don't know how I feel about that yet, except it's, you know, it's a strain. I'm excited to see some of the people. I'm excited to... hang out and have some good food and be with each other and all that stuff, but also comes with a fair amount of baggage. My sisters, who I love dearly, are all kind of busybodies and trying to make sure there's too many things to do. I don't know. I'm the weird one in the family. I must be, because they're all like that. And on the other hand, I'm like, well, whatever. Just go see a movie or, you know, what's the easy thing to do? Let's do that. Because to me, at the end of the day, what matters about these reunions is the reunion part. Seeing people I haven't seen for a while. My brother's coming up from Phoenix. My sister from Minnesota. Most of the rest of us kind of live here, but I'm excited to see them, spend time with them. But not so much. I don't know. Trying to overpack the days with activities and stuff like that, but I also understand why they like that stuff, and I'm not here to poo on their parade, but maybe I am. Here I am doing it in audio form. Anyway, whatever. I'm excited to see all of them. Mostly my nieces and nephews from Minnesota. I don't get to see very often. They were in Sweden for a few years. Now they've been in Minnesota for a year or something like that. And I miss those kids. They're rad. So Carter and I are going to do like a little art camp on Friday for them during the afternoon, which should be a pretty fun idea, I think. And just draw with them. We haven't seen them in a long time. They all like to draw. Carter and I are, you know, doing that all the time. So why not have a little bit of fun that way? Excuse me. I hope this sounds okay. So basically, I have this portable recorder now that I like to take out on the porch or in the back deck area thing and record through the mic, which is an XLR mic, to I have one of these H4N Zoom recorders. I've had it for years. Probably since, oh, geez, when did I first get this? Well, it's not that long, I guess, 2013 or something. It's been good, though. I've always liked it, but I usually just use the mics that are built into it, and lately I've noticed that they pick up a lot of wind, so if I'm going to do this outside, I had to come up with a better solution. So hopefully this sounds okay. I know it's not as bassy or as controlled as the way I do it in the studio, but to be honest, this show, I prefer to do it away from the mic in the studio because I'm there so much. It's just a nice way to get away from it. I'm actually more likely to do it more when I'm not locked in there. That probably makes sense to some of you. Okay, there's a thing I need to vent about, and then a couple other things I wanted to talk about. Here's the venting. I was on Twitter tonight, and apparently, and I don't, this show is not intended to be political, but I need to understand this, okay? There is a bill that Republicans in particular in this country are trying to push that makes it against the law to either give neglectful care to a baby after it's born or to straight up kill it after it's born. And everyone's making a bunch of hay about that. And my brain splits in two because, again, this isn't political. This is just the truth. There is already on the books from since we had books, I'm pretty sure. I don't know how old this stuff is. I'd have to go look. But infanticide is not currently legal and never was. It is not legal to take a birthed child and stab it. It never was. And so this idea that people are like, we gotta strengthen the laws and we gotta make it so nobody's killing babies after they're born. No one does that because it's already terribly illegal. It is quite literally murder. And you will pay for that murder in the way that other murders are paid for. In the form of a trial, a jury, a conviction, life in prison, and or death penalty, depending on the state you're in. It's already an illegal thing to do. It's sort of like saying, hey, we've got to get some new laws on the books. Oh, what for? We want to make sure that it's against the law for someone to walk up to an old lady on a crosswalk and stick a knife up her neck into her carotid artery. We got to make sure that that gets prosecuted. I can't believe this little loophole got out. No, it didn't. That's illegal. You can't do it. It should be obvious. And that's where I'm struggling tonight, because apparently it's not obvious to a whole bunch of people. And then all the conspiracy theories start to flow. Oh, the hospital down the road from me, I heard stories about how they keep the body parts of born children in a room so nobody knows. Like, everyone loses their mind. I know there's a bigger political picture happening right now with a lot of weird back and forth. There are people who are online just to make up stories and misdirect people and put them in enraged moods like mine tonight. But that's not the people I'm talking about. I don't pay attention to conspiracy theorists, and I don't pay attention to trolls who make stuff up. I think it's pretty obvious. You look at somebody's timeline and you can find out in about 30 seconds kind of what they're up to. All right. What I'm talking about is actual elected officials using their online presence to tell people things like, Democrats must be in favor of killing children because they oppose this measure. No, infanticide is already illegal. And anything you're trying to do to make it more illegal is either redundant or overreach. And you're trying to create other obstacles that have nothing to do with what you're saying it has something to do with. Now, that may sound conspiratorial, but that proves out over time. I'm not talking about wackadoos. I'm not talking about, you know, Alex Jones or whoever you want to say is like him on the left. I don't care about any of those voices. These are elected officials who are spewing this BS. And I don't care what side of the aisle they're on. That's just stupidity. I don't care if Elizabeth Warren came out tomorrow and said, you know, we got to do something about people who drive 100 miles an hour on the freeway. This needs to stop. No, it's already illegal. We have laws for it. People get pulled over, fined, arrested, and worse for doing so. And if they run somebody over and they were doing 100 in that area, guess what? Vehicular manslaughter, a.k.a. murder, a.k.a. you're going to jail. Like, it's already there. Now, she's not doing that, but that's my point. I don't care who does it or who says it. In this case, it happens to be, I forgot his name. Corbin Cornwall? Kaborion? I don't remember his name. And then Scott Walker pipes in going, yeah, what's this about? How can anyone be for this? How could you be for the death of born baby? Because nobody is, dude. You're making that up. You're making it up. You're literally going to straw man school, making a straw man, saying, what do you think, teacher? And the teacher gives you an A and puts a star on your forehead for the sweet straw man you made. That's a good straw man, Billy. It's almost like it doesn't exist at all. Yet, here it is. Anyway, wanted to get that off my chest. Do you guys hear the weird crickety pop sounds? Do you hear that? Oh, here comes my daughter's friends. Hey, you guys should say hi.
Hello.
Say hi on this microphone. Come say hi. Say hi.
Hey.
Hold on.
What are you doing?
Tell them your name.
Hi, this is Alicia. What's up?
What's up? What? Okay, now you say your name.
My name is Marissa.
Marissa. Ooh. Sweet. Go Wildcats or whatever. I couldn't think of anything to say. Carter, do you have anything to say?
No.
Ready? Come on, get in there.
I have nothing to say.
Okay, they've been here screwing around. What'd you guys watch?
Megamind.
Megamind. Hold on. Oh, that's that DreamWorks thing. Will Ferrell. Yeah.
It's good.
Is it good?
It's underrated.
Hold on. Is that the one where?
Head.
Oh right. Okay.
That's got TFA in there.
I've seen it. It's all right. It's okay. I mean, it's not. It's no How to Train Your Dragon. That's my favorite. Of all the non-Pixar movies, that's the one. And its sequels. Oh, yeah. Iron Giant is not a 3D animated film. It's not CGI.
Well, you didn't say 3D.
Oh, that's what I mean. Pixar. That's why I said Pixar. Pixar's never made a 2D thing. Pixar's a 3D animation studio. No, I'm just saying. A lot of movies have 3D elements in it, but I'm saying... Pixar, non-Pixar movies are always kind of not as great, except for How to Train Your Dragon. I would fight for that movie. It's series. You'd put Megamind up there. How about Turbo, the one about the really fast snail? Yeah, that's a bad movie. How about...
I think the Emoji movie was pretty
bad. That was pretty bad. That was bad. Have you not seen it? It's really bad. Underrated. Not your... The one Taylor likes better than Poco or whatever his name is. Not Poco.
What?
Mama Moco. Coco.
Coco.
There was the other one that was kind of like it, but it was like little wooden stop animation. I heard it was good.
Really good.
Your sister says it's better than Coco.
I haven't seen Coco, so I like the story better.
You should watch Coco.
They're both good, but I
like when he sings that El Pollo Loco thing, which is, that's not right, because that's the chicken place. What does he do? He sings
Poco Loco.
I like that. That makes me want chicken. I'm hungry now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would eat that. Well, you guys should hang out more. It's fun. Yeah. I probably look weird sitting here recording, but this is how it's going to be. Anyway, so they've been hanging out here. What was I going to say? I had something to say. Shite. Oh, it was so important too, man. What was it? It was seriously important. Oh, I hate when that happens. You guys are witnessing it in real time. Could I pause and think about it and then come back? Sure. Do I want to do that? No. Actually, I don't even know if the pause works. I've never tried it. Let me try it. Hang on, I'm gonna try it. Don't go anywhere. Okay, I guess it works. I picked right back up where I was at. I still don't remember what I was going to tell you, though. I get rid of a doghouse. Hey, Carter, come sit.
Bye.
Goodbye, girls.
Okay.
All right. You may have to lean in a little. Not a lot.
So, what, you guys just hanging out?
Yeah.
I like those friends.
They're good friends.
When you were younger, you used to say you didn't have any friends.
I don't. I have two friends.
Right, but they're great, and you knew them then.
Well,
or how do you know them?
High school.
Okay, from here or from?
From here.
From here.
Yeah.
And
so from junior year.
One of them was in the hospital recently. Which one, the short one or the tall one?
The short one, Alicia.
Alicia was in the. I'm not trying to give anything away here about her personal medical history, but she was in the hospital and had like adult jaundice or something.
It was some weird thing.
She's okay now.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's good. Yeah. I have nothing to say about that.
You're in one of those moods you're in. You're all stimulated from all your friendshipery.
It's because I'm an introvert, and so I have to wind down from social.
That's true.
Contact.
I do the same thing. I do exactly that same thing.
Yeah.
You got it from me. So I want to talk to you about a thing we talked about earlier, because I couldn't remember what I was going to tell the audience, so I'll now ask you this, because I am thinking of this.
What?
You said to me earlier that you're never going to do public speaking of any kind.
I didn't say that.
You did say that.
No, I did not say that.
What did you say?
I said
then?
I will never speak in church again.
Oh, forget about church. Like, I'm
That's
just saying.
That's what I said, though.
Okay. Let's say it's like...
I've talked in Nurtacular. Not like speech
not really.
Or anything. But like I've been up on stage and talked
and kept score
to a crowd.
Yeah, which is cool. But what if I said, hey, Carter, you got to get up and do an art demonstration and you're on mic the whole time and you have to show stuff off from a PowerPoint.
I'd probably get real nervous and giggly, but I think it'd be okay.
Could you do it?
Yeah.
All right.
As long as I knew what I was doing, I guess.
Because this is some parenting advice I'm going to give. I've given you a lot of advice over the years. Here's the big advice I'm going to give you right now. And you can decide to implement this or not. You're 22. You're an adult. You can decide what you want to do.
I am an adult.
You could go drink right now if you want.
Yeah.
Right?
Just go out and drink.
Gonna go get a drink.
Go get a beverage of my choice.
A libaceous beverage. If the one of the greatest skills you can ever have that will serve you no matter what you do in your life, no matter what rad job you have, no matter what cool thing you do or don't do,
okay,
is the ability to get up and wing it in front of people.
I have to do it for school all the time.
Good, then that's good training. I'm just saying.
It's horrible
every
time. No,
it's good because I have no career without it.
Yeah, but
that introvert thing, it's still part of me.
That's why I like being an artist who doesn't have to talk to people.
But that no longer exists. They don't just put you in a room and say, all right, Carter, don't come out of there.
I can talk to people. I just can't. It's the public speaking.
Yeah.
Which I don't necessarily ever have to do.
I don't know. The way it goes now, like if you become what I think you're going to become, which is extremely popular as a creator individual,
yeah,
people are going to want you to go to a conference and go to a panel and go to a women in comics panel or women in commercial art panel or women in game design panel or whatever. It doesn't have to be
and
women.
And I'll say, that's so nice of you.
And yeah, and I'll be there at 9 o'clock and I'll see you then.
Panels are different.
Why?
Because it's working off someone.
You can do that?
I can do that.
Because honestly, a panel's no more than what we're doing right now.
Yeah. It's the getting up, having like a paper in front of me, and having to give a speech.
And you're the only one doing it?
And I'm the only one doing it. There's no crowd responses.
It is harder. It's more
like,
of a challenge.
I can't do that.
It's more of a challenge. For whatever reason, that stuff doesn't bug me at all.
It's really bad
but
for me.
But it bugged me when I was younger. I would have had a really, really hard time bad. When I was younger. For some reason, I have less poops to give now. But imagine just you, me and you here right now.
Yeah.
This is nothing.
No.
But if you were at a conference with 1,000 people in front of you, how different would that feel?
If it's like this, like talking to someone, I can do that.
You sure?
Because it's answering questions and it's
Because I'd be nervous,
sharing,
too.
It's
okay to be nervous.
It's fine to be nervous, but it really is like the getting up and it's just me in front of a lot of people with a microphone.
Yeah.
And I get all jelly-legged.
I get that. I get that, too.
It's like a really weirdly specific situation.
I have a funny story.
Okay.
Nerdtacular 2014, I think it was. May have been 13.
Were you the skinniest, or?
I was really skinny all those years. 13 through 17, I was pretty skinny.
14 was, like, way too skinny.
Yeah. I was sickly skinny.
Yeah.
But by about 2015, I was right where I wanted to be, and I wish I would have stayed there. And now I'm working on it again. I've lost 12 pounds.
Good job.
Oh, that's what I was going to talk to him about before you guys got here.
Oh.
Was about my diet, which you're now trying as well.
Yes.
All right. So anyway, we'll talk about that in a second. Patrick Beja, Patrick from France.
Friend of Frog Pants.
Friend of Frog Pants. Good friend of everything. He's great. I love Patrick. One of my favorite people in the world. I remember getting amped and pumped to do the introduction talk speech thing at Nerdtacular to say, welcome everybody, you know, the keynote.
Yeah.
And I am super nervous right before that. That's how it goes. Just nervous, like, beyond words. And I was in the coat room. You know that coat room where we always have stuff? Patrick comes back there. I don't know what he was there for, but he saw me, found me.
Probably just hiding to
eat. And he goes, ooh. And I look around, I go, what? And he goes, I'll just go out there. And he seemed all weirded out.
What was it?
I guess I looked like I was
panicking.
Die.
Oh,
I was
no.
probably panicking. So I was in there because he says when he came in there, I was going.
Oh, really?
Like breathing really weird and like trying to zone in. But I probably was, but I don't remember doing that. You're really looking at your phone while we're talking?
Sorry.
Are the worst.
I was listening to you.
This is the thing you guys accuse me of all the time, but you do it.
I was being messaged by work people.
Oh, what'd they want?
So relax.
That looked like, what's her name from Harry Potter? It didn't look like work
people.
Well,
someone sent a GIF.
Oh, great. This is Slack?
And it's not even Harry Potter.
All right. Well, who is it? It's the girl from...
From all those things.
Stranger Things.
No.
Who was it? Oh,
Easy
A or whatever. Bird Lady. She looks like a bird.
She's a bird. She sounds like a bird, too.
She should sing that song, I'm Like a Bird. She does the cup.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Boop, bop, and then she's in the one where they all sing and it annoys me.
That's the same one.
What's that movie?
Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect 1 and 2. A movie I hated.
There's two?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the nightmare we're living in.
Wow.
Anyway,
okay.
Let's talk about the diet for a second.
Yes.
We're on an intermittent fasting diet.
Yeah.
Here's how it works. Every day at 11.
Well, we're doing the 8-16 one.
We're doing the 8,
yes. Specific kind.
16-8 is what it's called. 16-8. It's the 16-8 ratio. The idea is you have an 8-hour window where you can eat, and you can kind of eat whatever, although, you know, should eat healthy.
I mean, you should eat healthy, but you can pretty much do whatever.
You just have meals and eat, and you don't have to count a bunch of calories or whatever.
It's not about calorie counting.
No. You shouldn't be jamming a whole pizza down your face, but, you know, just eat your meals, and then 16 hours, no eating at all.
Yes. So after 7 p.m.
So that's what we do at 11 to 7.
Yeah.
So I get up in the morning, drink a lot of water. There's no calories.
Yeah.
Do my show, and about 11, I'm posting the show and getting ready for whatever's next, but that's time I can eat.
Yeah.
So from 11 until 7, I can eat. We have dinner. We finish up around 7. I'm done. There's no midnight snacking. There's no like, I need
it's
a bowl of cereal.
Water or tea.
Calorieless drinks. And probably you shouldn't drink Diet Coke or whatever.
No.
This stuff's not good for you.
But, I mean, I know people who are doing the same thing who drink, like, Diet Coke to keep themselves from going crazy.
Yeah. I wish there was something I could chew on that didn't have calories, because I get really munchy at night.
Gum doesn't have calories, does it?
Some gum doesn't.
Okay.
But I want to swallow it.
I've been drinking a lot of coffee and water, which helps.
Yeah, that helps. So 16-8. Right?
16-8.
There are other kinds of this thing where like every 2 days you take a day off from eating.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
You don't eat at all.
F that.
Yeah.
Not.
No.
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 What I mean, who does that? I started it about 2 weeks ago and I've lost 12 pounds.
Yeah. Well, the idea is you're like resetting your metabolism, right?
Right. You're retraining it to say.
Training it to say burn
during
these hours.
Oh, burn all this time. But then in this other times when you consume, it's actually a lot more like what I was when I was a kid. When I was such
a
skinny little bone.
Yeah, it really is just better for you.
Right.
How you're supposed to. Like, your body's never been, you know, you're not supposed to be eating 24/7.
No, but our culture is really good at, like, putting chips around us and
french
fries.
Because we just have food.
Right. So, you do that.
Yep.
I've lost 12 pounds. Carter's decided to try it. How many days again?
This is day 2, so I'm
just
the beginning.
And you're getting hungry?
I've already noticed that in the morning I can't focus as well.
Yeah.
And at night, around 9 or 10, I start to get hungry.
Same. That's how it was for me. I got 5 days into it, and I was really struggling, and then it got easier. And now two things have happened. Now I'm not really hungry the rest of those times. And even when I am eating, I'm eating less because my appetite's lower.
Yeah.
So I'm not... I don't know if that means my stomach shrunk. I don't know what, but I just, you know, like it used to be I could eat a burger and then I want Nick's half he didn't finish.
Yeah.
And then your fries because you're not done. And then, hey, Kim, who's, are you going to finish that milkshake? No. Okay, cool. I'll eat that.
This is very true.
And then still be hungry when I get home?
Yeah.
That's happened before. On this, after about 5 days in, I get done. Halfway through mine, I'm like, oh, I can't finish
this. That's good.
This. It's very good. I haven't felt that way since I was probably in my 20s. Isn't that weird?
Crazy.
I know. So even when I was skinny a few years ago, that was just me eating less overall, like just kind of starving myself.
Yeah.
This feels like a healthier approach. So we'll see. But 12 pounds so far, you're just getting going, but you'll reach whatever goals you want.
I'll report back.
And we'll see how it goes. But, you know, maybe I'll talk more about it on here. I don't know. I haven't talked about it on any other shows because I just don't think anyone cares what I'm doing. But
yeah.
This is the one show where, like, maybe they care.
Yeah.
Say it loud. Loud and proud.
People have been telling me, I've, like, looked at a lot of research, and some of my coworkers have done the same research, and the cool thing about this diet is, while even if you're not losing weight,
mm-hmm.
one of the big things is it actually makes you more sensitive to insulin, which lowers your chances of getting diabetes.
Oh, we don't want the diabetes.
Right? Type 2 is the one?
Type 2 is the rough one. Type 1 is the one you can't help. It's genetic.
Oh, okay, yeah. So it helps prevent type 2 diabetes because it's raising your sensitivity to insulin, so you need less insulin to actually get all that sugar in those cells and such.
Mm.
I don't actually know how that works. But
you were saying this intermittent fasting thing can be bad for women in some cases?
In some cases, yeah, it can be.
Because you guys got weird
extreme.
Hormone stuff?
Generally, women are meant to put on more weight because of how we're built.
Right, but also
Like, our, that's how
it,
we
it messes with your cycles.
Some hormone stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't have that cycle.
It can.
I mean, I have a tampon right now, but that's
really?
Oh, yeah.
That's horrifying.
In my butt. That's normal,
that's
right?
That's disgusting.
That's not normal?
Don't even joke. That's so gross.
Lady things. All right, well, I guess that's all we have.
Yeah.
We should do more art streams. You got school starting, though, so that's going to be
hard. I think Friday afternoons I'll be home, so we could try for that.
Just won't be this week because of the reunion. Reunion.
But eventually.
Carter has a new illustration class on Fridays, which I'm stoked about. I can't wait to see what
too.
That's about.
There's certain people in my work who think that one day I'll teach that class, but I doubt it.
You don't think you would? Why wouldn't
know.
You?
I don't know if I'll become a teacher.
You don't want a career in academia?
Academia.
Academia.
No, I don't know.
Ask your doctor if academia is right for you. Doesn't that sound like a thing you'd take? May cause vomiting. Distress.
Stress
choking.
Levels may rise.
Bloody discharge.
Wait. Where's the bloody discharge?
Oh, that's funny. I talked to a doctor about this. He says they have to say those things.
Well, because if anyone experiences
those any
symptoms,
of that during
so
the test.
So if someone dies in a car crash, they
could
have to say.
Could cause death.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It's weird.
I think it should be more natural causes. If they say, well, it was a car crash, then that's you can't say,
it's
oh,
just,
maybe.
It's like a bunch of liability junk.
I don't like that. I think we should be more honest with things. That's what I think.
Well, how would you put that in the commercial? They're already talking so fast.
I already did this giant rant on here before you got out here about people want to pass new laws so you can't kill children after they're out of the womb. And my answer to that is that's already against the law.
Yeah, that's murder.
They're just...
What?
It's gaslighting. You know what gaslighting
yeah,
is? They're lighting all the gas.
I hate
Hey,
people.
Guys, we have some gas. Do you want to light it? Sure. Constant gaslighters. There's just gas being lit everywhere. Just constantly all the gas. Is lit.
It's such a gas.
It's just such a gas. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We hope you have a fine time between now and the next time I talk to you. Oh, we went almost a full 30 minutes. That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. So for me and Carter and her friends and anyone else who stopped by, all these cricket noises, those cars that drove by, we all wish you a great week and a happy new year.